As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, May the 25th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always news, that's for sure. Hard facts, that too. Workable solutions for you as well. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. With for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. And we also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Small Town America, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. I think there are 707 people domiciled in this burg. Once again, a big shout-out, as always, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Of course, AM 1710, Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, pick us up in our second hour. But thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local and for tuning in this morning. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. A strong U.S. dollar renders global economy unstable. That's in the news today. Oil and gas as well. Man's self-transformation. Frank H. Knight, the responsibility of freedom. Freedom. Freedom, the responsibility of freedom. Say it, Willie. Don Stuart Mill, On Liberty. We'll go in all of those places today as well. Let's go into that market report for Tuesday, May the 25th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Finds gold trading up a buck and a half at $1,193.80, closing in once again on that $1,200 gold mark. It was up to about $1,198 yesterday, but we'll see. Maybe we'll get into that $1,200 range again. Maybe not today. Silver loses 26 cents, trades at $17.63. Where's my $19 silver? Huh? Where's that $19 silver? Somebody needs to get J.P. Morgan Chase and the rest of them off our silver. Platinum, palladium, bad news. If you're invested in platinum and palladium, things are not looking at all good. Palladium off another $22 today at $423 an ounce. Platinum off another $38 at $1489, not making me at all pleased. Again, platinum loses $38. Palladium off $22 at 423. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,185.50 for a low, $1,198.30, right up there scratching on the door of 1200 for a high. But at $1,193.80, your gold is still up year to year, $235.90 an ounce for a 24.63% return on your investment, and there ain't nothing wrong with that. We'll be right back.
Teamspeak, TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, May the 25th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and close out that market report for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold trading up $1.50. at $1,193.80 an ounce. Silver off 26 cents at $17.63 an ounce. Platinum down 38 bucks, trades at $1,489 for a troy ounce of that noble metal. Palladium off 22 bucks at $423 an ounce. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,189.50. We're trading 4 bucks above that. The SPDR Gold Shares, rather unusual acquisition overnight. They bump up their holdings by another 16.74 tons, and they move up to 1,236.89 tons in their treasure chest, for a value on the State Street, if you will, of $47.19 billion. Kind of a couple of shekels there. But again, they moved up and bought overnight 16.74 tons. I guess they're taking advantage of the dip, buying on the dip. Wise plan. Perhaps you might consider that yourself. Our sponsor to the network, not my sponsor, but the network sponsor, Christos, you might want to give them a yell this morning and find out what they can do to help you take advantage of this dip in the price of the precious metals. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off yesterday 127, closing out at 10,067. Back down there scratching that $10,000 10,000 threshold. The NASDAQ closed off 15 yesterday to 2214, and the S&P 500 down 14 at 1,074. So far as you can see, everything's been down except for gold. Crude oil, just the same as all the rest, drops another $2.61 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma as they are. Trades at $67 now and 60 cents, 67.60 for crude. The U.S. dollar index, defying logic and reason, going up the other way, moves up another 59 basis points, trades at 87.53. Heading for its third top, I guess. Well, I'm not an analyst. I can't tell you all about it, but it's an unusual phenomena coming on here. How long will it be able to stay up before it goes the other direction? But, of course, that 87.53 U.S. dollar index, that trade-weighted basket of currencies indicator, impacts the foreign exchange rates. The Canadian loonie, the Canadian dollar, dropping 172 basis points, now trades at 92 cents U.S., The Mexican peso, I guess Calderon should have kept his mouth shut, drops 229 basis points, yet still hanging in there, clawing and scratching, holding on to 8 cents. So you can buy Mexican pesos at 8 cents a pop this morning. The euro loses 127 basis points, trading at $1.22. And the British pound loses another 65 basis points, trades at $1.43. The Swiss franc likewise off 0.54% or 54 basis points. It's trading at 86 cents U.S. So things are not looking too good there in the Forex markets. The bonds likewise dismal. Who would want to get involved in this? If you buy a two-year bond, they run around $100 a pop. You can get a yield of 0.71%. You do the math on that. See how far down, come on, there we go. See how far down you go when you look at the inflation rate today. You're buying bonded indebtedness. You're getting a return on your investment of 0.71%. Give us a break. The 10-year yielding at 3.11. That's what was going on. We were losing the Oracle phones. Let me just bring them right back up. Sometimes we can hear these things happening in cyber world. Okay. Anyway, the 10-year bond yield at 3.11%. Again, why would you even bother? Could you imagine locking up $5,000, $6,000, $8,000, $10,000, $100,000 for 10 years? To possibly yield 3.11%. Oh, boy, that's going backwards. 30-year, no better. The 30-year bonded indebtedness, why would anybody buy these bonds? I think that's why the Federal Reserve banking system is having to buy them all up. It yields 4.01%. I mean, that's not even passbook savings, you know what I mean? The mortgage market this morning, if you can find anybody that'll get you a mortgage, here's the rates. The 15-year fixed mortgage moves down from 4.50% a month ago to 4.20%, continuing this precipitous downward slide. The 30-year mortgages move down from 5.17% to 4.87%. So, well, if you wanted to get a mortgage and you could find somebody that would actually loan you the money, the rates are pretty good. I would stick with that 15-year mortgage. If I had to get a mortgage, I would go for the 15-year. Don't lay yourself out there for 30 years. None can tell you where we're going to be in 30 years. You get a lot of mail in the mailbox, and I always appreciate doing so, getting that information from the listeners. I got a new book yesterday I'll talk about in a moment. But about a month or so ago, maybe even longer than that, I received a DVD series, a set. It was part one. It's called The Legacy. It's put out, you can go to this website if you want to go and look at it for yourself, www.thelegacy.info, thelegacy.info. I sent an email to the people that sent it to me. I believe they're the producers of this. It's a very good presentation. I've done a lot of reading around these various issues, and I think that the Stan and Bunny are right on the money with what they've presented here. So I'm looking forward to bringing them on as guests. We're going to find out more about the Constitution as a trust, really. And it is a very compelling argument, and they've brought forward a lot of good material, but I also like their presentation. I like the way that they've started in. They start in the same places that I do, always going back to the dictionary, and especially Webster's 1828. Yesterday, I received from a man that many of you know from our broadcasts in the past, Daryl Eberhart. Daryl has been following the Jesuit issue and the Roman Catholic Church in the Vatican for quite a number of years. It's always a pleasure to have him come on air with me. He sent me a book, which I started to read that last night, Rome and the Bible, tracing the history of the Roman Catholic Church and its persecution of the Bible and of Bible believers, written by a David Cloud. So far, it's been a very interesting book, and I'm looking forward to continuing reading that through the week and over the week and hopefully get it done. But yes, in fact, I do read the books that you send me, and maybe we'll get Daryl on to discuss this book in the future. Looking forward to that. Let's go into the news basket. I want to start off the news with this article. We've got about a minute left, so we'll only have an opportunity to get started on it. But in Iraq, big news, I guess. Sad story, really. Gunmen rob gold shops in Baghdad, killing 15. This is coming out of the Near East. Baghdad, masked gunmen attacked gold shops in Baghdad Tuesday, killing 15 people before they fled with a large gold quantity of gold, police and hospital officials said. Notice, gunmen attacked gold shops, plural. Plural. This is the kind of a world we've built for the Iraqis. Isn't it just wonderful? What a great thing to have in our minds this morning, what we're doing to those people over there. We'll be right back.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we spend billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars every year on this kind of imperialism, this aggrandizement, the Roman centurions going out to all the corners of the earth. And I have to question whether there's any intelligent life left on the planet. Certainly, Mike Chambers and others have reported on how much crude oil is sucked up every year, every day by our military. What a waste. The whole thing, to me, it's just ever since I was young with the Vietnam War, it's all seemed so insane to me that it's beyond words. So I just live my life looking kind of over my shoulder at this insanity that passes itself off for world economic and political policy. But this article here out of Baghdad, you know, where we didn't see any of these kind of articles when Saddam Hussein was in power. Baghdad, again, mass gunmen attacked gold shops, plural, in Baghdad Tuesday, killing 15 people before they fled with a large quantity of gold, police and hospital officials said. The gunmen came to the southwest neighborhood of Bayah in five cars. Five cars sounds like what? Prohibition. The gangland slayings came in five cars shortly before noon, their faces covered with traditional Arab headscarves. Yeah, right. I wonder who was hiding behind the scarves. They set off a roadside bomb near the shops, killing four bystanders and wounding three, the city police officials said. Then they opened fire on 12 shops, killing nine gold shop owners and their workers and two bystanders. They threw percussion grenades into the shops as a distraction and then fled, the police said. A hospital official confirmed the number of casualties. All the officials spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to talk to the media. Isn't that a shame? The officials were not authorized to talk to the media. That's a free press for you. That's that new democracy. That's making the world safe for democracy, isn't it, Mr. Wilson? As Iraq's sectarian violence has ebbed, a new threat from violent crime has popped up. Tuesday's attack was one of the deadliest in the upswing. Many of those involved in the crime wave are believed to be battle-experienced former insurgents unable to find legitimate work. They often bring the same brutality to their crimes that they showed in the fighting that nearly pushed the country to the brink of the Sunni-Shiite civil war in 2006 and 2007. The result has been a wave of thefts and armed robberies hitting homes, cars, jewelry stores, currency exchanges, pawn shops, and banks. There are a few statistics tracking the numbers and kinds of crime, in part because the government remains focused on the bombings and other insurgent attacks that continue to plague Baghdad and Iraq's north. But in the minds of the public, crime has become at least as consuming as the violence directly related to the war. And like the lack of electricity and other services, crime is now a top complaint of the Iraqis. In one of the most sensational crimes in recent years, several members of Iraq's Presidential Guard, which protects senior officials, broke into the state-run Rafidian Bank on July the 28th and stole about 5.6 billion Iraqi dinars. This would have been last year's news. Or 4.8 million. They tied up eight guards at the bank in Baghdad's central Karada area and shot each one of them execution style. Last year, Iraq created a military task force to battle gangland style crime after gunmen with silencer fitted weapons killed at least seven people during a daylight heist of jewelry stores. A little idea what's going to be coming home to roost here, I'm afraid, as this insanity continues. Bad news. There's no doubt about that. Here's another news article off Bloomberg. This has to do with the Germans regulation, the banking regulations, where they came in and put a ban on short selling and things like that. Gives us a little bit more of an idea of the impact of the bankster gangsters and their daughter, harlot daughters, the lawyers. So listen to this article. Again, off Bloomberg, German short ban drops bomb on regulators by Karin Matusik. Apparently she knows how to write an article. Karin Matusik knows how to write an article by herself. May 25th, Bloomberg, new news. Germany's unilateral move to curb speculative trading of government bonds and some naked short selling last week forced lawyers to work long hours to interpret the rules enacted with less than a day's notice. I suppose the writing of the legislation was so obscure, so occulted, and so out there that it would take a bevy of lawyers to work long hours to interpret the rules. Isn't that great? We always need the courts, of course, to interpret the rules, even when the ink is still drying and all of the legislators are still sitting at their desks. The nation's financial regulator, BaFin, B-A-F-I-N, has been posting guidance about the rules online. That's a key word there, posting guidance. And go back to our symposium in 1955, and we'll find that term used occasionally in there as well. But this is this whole idea of posting guidance, governance. It's a new system. While lawyers toiled over what countries the rules apply in, what constitutes a quote-unquote naked deal, and whether the ban covers derivatives. And so they're already in there digging for loopholes. I'm going to tell you, this thing is not even a week old, right? The situation has been tough for all of us, lawyers and regulators alike, said Jochen Kindermann, a capital markets lawyer at Simons & Simons in Frankfurt. Quote, the step was dropped on us like a bomb and no one really had any time to prepare, close quote. Germany was criticized for banning naked short selling of debt securities as well as naked credit default swaps. Boy, all of this sounds rather pornographic. Last week, BaFin published the ban late in the evening of May the 18th and the rules took effect less than 4 hours later. Stocks around the world fell and Germany's benchmark DAX index dropped more than 8% since the ban was announced. Very long article. For those of you that are in the marketplace, you might want to take a look at that. Here's a little bit more. Get on to this one. I'm going to go into some other things quickly, but I want to cover this article as well. This has to do with the new government that is coming up in England. UK overshadows laws on rights and schools in the Cameron program. This is a collaborative writing experiment by Robert Hutton and Kitty Donaldson. Writing for Bloomberg, May 25th, Prime Minister David Cameron pledged to speed up measures to reduce the UK's budget deficit as spending cuts overshadow a legislative program that includes bills on civil liberties and electoral reform. Now, you go back to the beginning of the philosophical radicals, go back to the Jeremy Bentham time period, and you'll see that, well, what has it been? A little over 100, almost 200 years ago, England went through something that may be similar to what they're doing now. That was when they moved away from the common law and they moved into this new system. But this is interesting to me to see where they're going to go with this new government. Much of what is going to happen here is likely to happen. Much of what's happening in England is likely to happen here in the wake of the 2010 and 2012 elections. You could almost be certain of that. The plans are based on the principles of freedom, fairness, and responsibility. Boy, does that sound like fresh air?
for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back to this article off of Bloomberg in regards to David Cameron, the Prime Minister, the new Prime Minister of England, coming up with this rather difficult process of building a coalition government and trying to undo some of the Tony Blair and Brown Fabian socialism that has plagued England for a very long time, 50, almost 60 years. Well, let's get a little bit more out of this article. I'm going to continue to keep my eyes over here, and I hope you will as well. But again, the plans are based on the principles of freedom, fairness, and responsibility. Queen Elizabeth II, as the head of state, told Parliament in a speech outlining the first 18 months of the Conservative and Liberal Democrat coalition government, quote, "The first priority is to reduce the deficit and restore economic growth," the Queen said on behalf of the new administration. Quote, "Action will be taken to accelerate the reduction of the structural budget deficit," close quote. Cameron's Conservatives, out of power for 13 years, are faced with a record budget shortfall, an economy limping out of recession, and rising unemployment. Does that all sound familiar to you? Of course it would. Unable to score a majority in Parliament since May the 6th elections, they've also been forced to form Britain's first coalition since World War II. Chancellor of the Exchequer, George Osborne, yesterday set out plans to save 6.2 billion pounds or 9 billion U.S. from government spending this year. He pledged to reduce the bulk of the 156 billion pound shortfall over the next 5 years and will outline further steps in a June 22nd budget. The deficit is going to dominate the decisions they have yet to make. The Queen's speech is largely irrelevant, however, compared to the mountain of cuts in public spending that have yet to be confronted. This is rather encouraging news because they're going in and they're working on it's what almost has the sound of my Plan B, Operation Clean Sweep. Once you get yourself in power, then you've got to go through this ordeal, this arduous job of starting at the very top of the House and sweeping down through the House. And if you can do it with style, if you will, and consideration, you won't kill all the people in the country as you tear them away from their socialist teat. But continuing, the raft of bills. Cameron's program contains 23 bills as well as details on defense policy, education, transport, energy policy, the postal service, and changes to the tax system. One will create an Office of Budget Responsibility to monitor the fiscal position. Britain's debt, of course, will rise to 77% of the gross domestic product this year and may approach 100% by 2014, according to Standard & Poor's. Of course, you could say the same thing about the United States of America. The real problem when your debt equals your gross domestic product. Again, on education, let me see. Another will propose giving the Bank of England oversight of financial services regulation. See how that's working the same here? The current regulator, the Financial Services Authority, was set up by the previous government of the Labour Party. The new government also plans to review increasing the state pension age. So I'm going to break that in part. We'll cover the state pension age in a second. But think about the regulations, the new regulations that are coming out that are going to be part of another branch of government inside of the Federal Reserve Banking System, which is, a private corporation. But then the second part of that little paragraph was the idea of increasing the state's pension age. Social Security, like any insurance, is based on actuarial tables. When you are just a wee one and you're forced to get a Social Security number these days, and you live through your life, and all through your life you're pillaged. Every time you make a dime, somebody takes 2.5 cents away from you and puts it in a quote-unquote trust fund for your retirement. That's based on actuarial tables that say, well, okay, you won't be eligible for this retirement until you're 65. Why? Well, because the statistics say that you're not going to live to be 65, and that if you do live to be 65, you won't live long thereafter. And if they can augment the food supply, control the medical system, etc., they'll be able to steal 2.5 cents out of every dime that you make for the rest of your life or more, ostensibly setting it aside in a pension for your old age, only to find you dying before you ever get there. And that's the idea here, too, because the new government will increase the age before anyone can receive their pension. It's like saying, okay, you're going to have to continue to work until you're 75 years of age until you qualify for Social Security, knowing full well that the vast majority of the population will perish between 70 and 73 years of age. On education, it promises to hand teachers more control over content, and that's a good thing, if it's true. That's a good thing. And to allow new providers to run state schools. The other day we heard about the man who's being challenged by INS, Immigration Naturalization Service, or whatever they call it these days, on his farm up near the Canadian border. But he is a civics teacher at a local high school. And he, for his curriculum, uses the founding documents. And that's a good thing. If teachers had more control over their content They would teach with more passion, and I think interest the students far more. It would be like having Oracle tell me what I can talk about on a daily basis. It might drag down the enthusiasm that I have for getting out of bed before the rooster crows to do these broadcasts. As long as the instructors are allowed to pull together information from their own knowledge, from their own library, from their own interests, they can teach with much greater passion. So it's a good thing. It's like homeschooling. If you run a family farm and part of your desire is to teach your children, raise them up in the ways that they ought to go, then you can include in your education of your children the sort of things that you believe and that you feel that would be beneficial to them so that they would be able to run a farm business effectively and yet at the same time continue to grow their minds to the point where they might be able to create innovations and value-added things to improve the bottom line of that business. Continuing, he says, the government said it wants to restore freedoms and civil liberties. Wouldn't that be a blessing? Wouldn't that be a blessing? Including, listen to the list, abolishing the identity card program, restricting the scope of the DNA database, regulating the use of CCTV. It will also create a border police force and introduce a bill to freeze the assets of terrorists. It seems like there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. Watch out, Diana. That light could be somebody that you don't want to meet. Anyway, rail, posts, and politics. In addition, it confirmed its backing for high-speed rail networks. Now, we have to be careful there. That's definitely Prince Charles, the sustainable prince, coming on us and at us. But, you know, when you have an exceedingly dense population and they are faced with increasing challenges of having automobiles, high-speed rail in a very dense area might provide some relief. And, of course, it's not like trying to do this in the United States of America, where we're huge. England, by rights, and Scotland is not that big an area. It's big enough, but it isn't that big. The coalition will also proceed with a plan to change the regulation of Heathrow, Gatwick, and Stansted airports to improve passenger facilities after the construction of extra runways to add capacity was ruled out. You can imagine, of course, passengers would still have to deal with the terminals that they were coming into if they were flying to America or anywhere else in the world, but any place in the United States for the TSA, as it were, that would be a problem. But if they would be able to fly about, you know, England, Ireland, Wales, and so on and so forth, and perhaps to Europe without having to go through the nude body scanners and all of that, there could be some room for improvement there. So between this railway network, which might be effective in such a dense and small area, and improvements in the airports, those might be some pretty good projects to work on. It's a little bit of infrastructure building that isn't focused on military ends. The government will sell a stake in the Royal Mail Group Limited, the National Postal Service, to fund new equipment and working practices, something the previous Labour government failed to do in face of union opposition. So the socialists always, you know, cave in to the union pressure, but if there was a breaking up their Royal Mail Group Limited and doing something like the UPS and FedEx and that, that might be a benefit for them as well. So things don't look horrible over in England. Maybe there's some new stuff on the horizon.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so, once again, just a refresher, referral back to this book, Rome and the Bible, Tracing the History. Rome and the Bible, Tracing the History of the Roman Catholic Church and its Persecution of the Bible and of Bible Believers by David Cloud. You can go up and see a little bit about, find out a little bit about this book, The Way of Life Literature, at www, of course, wayoflife.org. Wayoflife.org. I'll just read a little bit from the back of this book. It's rather interesting. To our knowledge, this is the first history ever published that documents the Roman Catholic Church's relationship to the Bible from the first millennium to the present. The book could be entitled The Bible Through the Centuries. The author has spent thousands of dollars obtaining rare documents relevant to this history for his own library, such as a 1641 edition of Fox's unabridged Acts and Monuments, perhaps be what's become Fox's Book of the Martyrs. He has also researched the topic in important theological libraries in Canada, America, England, Ireland, and Europe. The book covers the Roman Catholic Inquisitions from the 11th to the 19th centuries, including the role played by the Inquisition to keep Bibles out of the hands of the common people. It describes the history of ancient separated Christians, including the Paulicans, Waldensians, and Lollards. The author has done some of this research on-site in Great Britain, Northern Italy, and Rome. It gives the history of the English Bible from John Wycliffe to William Tyndale. It also gives the history of the Spanish, German, French, and Italian Bibles. It contains amazing biographies of royal queens and many others who loved the Bible. It gives details of papal condemnations of Bible societies in the 19th century and of Roman Catholic persecution that persisted throughout that century. It describes how Rome has changed tactics during the 20th century and has joined hands with the Bible societies. It documents the similarities between the Latin Vulgate and the modern versions, and it answers the questions, has the Roman Catholic Church changed? The book contains 100 illustrations, mostly from rare out-of-print books, and when I was in Ireland, he says, in the early 1990s, Dr. Ian Paisley commended Rome and the Bible and showed us his copy, which he had written, Brother Cloud is not beclouded. In other words, it's a good quality book. I would commend it to you for your study. Way of Life Literature, www.wayoflife.org. I've just begun reading the book. If I find anything in it that I find repugnant, I will let you know. Also, a DVD, again sent to me by our good friend Daryl Eberhardt, who always likes to keep me informed on what's happening in the Vatican, Jesuit discussion. As new information comes to light, he knows that I have an interest in it. But this is a DVD. It's a three-hour DVD. I enjoyed it. I would encourage you to take a look at it if you like. It's titled A Lamp in the Dark. A Lamp in the Dark, The Untold History of the Bible. It's the persecuted church and the Word of God. I know that we have listeners that are still inquirers, still embarked on their journey and trying to come to understand the various and sundry developments of religion over the last 2,000 years. And so those are a couple of items that you might take a look at to help you to come to the knowledge of the truth. This, out of Singapore, talking about oil spills, Macondo gently weeps, and it does so this morning, but here's another one, and this one is a spill. Singapore starts cleanup after tanker collision spills oil. And this by Yi Kai-pian. May 25th, New News, Bloomberg, a flotilla of 20 ships was deployed to contain and clean up an oil spill that has moved to within 6 kilometers or 3.7 miles of Singapore's southeastern coast after a collision between a tanker and a bulk carrier. Now, once again, this is the concept. If I were to spill my coffee cup on the table, I could tell you within ounces of how much coffee there was spilled. It's vastly different from this torn and rent main, if you will, water main that we're dealing with, the BP is dealing with in the Gulf of Mexico. This is a calculatable quantity of oil spilled. The MT Bunga Kalena, I guess it bungled all right, 3, spilled 2,500 metric tons of crude oil. You see how definitive they can be about that? They can come right out and give you an amount. They spilled 2,500 metric tons of crude oil. Now, how do they know that? How can they estimate the weight? Well, because on the side of the tankers, there are lines marked for draft. How deep does the vessel ride in the ocean? They know that what it can carry, and they know that when they put on so many thousands of pounds, or tons, metric, that they can, it actually will go down into the water at different levels, and just by looking at the writings on the side of the vessel, you can determine how heavy the draft is. So anyway, the MT Bunga Kalana 3 spilled 2,500 metric tons of crude oil after a collision with the bulk carrier MV Whaley at 6.03 a.m. today in the Singapore Strait, 13 kilometers southeast of Changi East, the Maritime and Port Authority of Singapore said in a statement. That's equivalent to 3 days of leakage from BP PLC's damaged well in the Gulf of Mexico. Again, 3 days leakage estimated to the BP PLC's damaged well in the Gulf of Mexico. The spill is equivalent to 18,325 barrels. It may be leaking that much every single day in out of Macondo, or 769,650 U.S. gallons, enough to fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool. All right, so that's it's horrible, it's dreadful, it's drastic, but it's not that bad. It's enough to fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool, not contaminate the Gulf of Mexico. Completely different. BP estimate its damage from Gulf of Mexico oil well has been leaking 5,000 barrels a day since April the 20th, and so on and so forth. If you have an oil spill in a harbor, a populated area is going to cause some concern, close quote, said Stuart Traver, a downstream advisor at energy consultants Gaffney Klein and Associates Limited in Singapore. Quote, 2,000 tons of oil is not small. Most environmental organizations get upset even about smaller slicks. Notice how quiet the environmental organizations have been in regards to the Macondo well project out of control in the Gulf. The Maritime and Port Authority said five of its patrol craft, along with five from Malaysia and 10 companies, were at the spill, which measures 4 kilometers by 1 kilometer. So it would be 4,000 meters by 1,000 meters, right? 1 kilometer, 1,000 meters. 4,000 by 1,000. So it's a little less than a quarter of a mile wide and about a mile long. Singapore is the world's largest container port. Oil dispersal. The response craft are equipped with 41 tons of non-toxic and biodegradable oil spill dispersants. Well, that's not quite the same story we're getting from BP down in the Gulf, is it? Non-toxic and biodegradable oil spill dispersants. 1,500 meters of containment booms and 2 skimmers with fast tanks. Amazing, isn't it? This is already going on right now. It just happened today. See how much different it is over in Singapore as compared with British Petroleum's response? The 2 ships remain anchored off of Singapore. The authority said work is ongoing to contain and clean up this oil spill. This happened at 6.03 a.m. today in Singapore. They're already getting it handled. Amazing, isn't it? A number of oil retaining booms have been deployed. These were done by specialist companies retained by the company. There were no casualties on the Bunga Kalina. We had 27 crew on the vessel. Well, so it just goes on in that direction as well. And there's more. This shale oil story was in the news on Bloomberg this morning. Apparently, there is a considerable amount of shale gas that is being tapped into in Pennsylvania and other places. And we might speak a little bit more about this on the other side of the top of the hour break. But oil is in the news. Finances are in the news. New forms of government are in the news. So all things continue as they were. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned for hour number two.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, May the 25th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. The first hour, a basket full of news, certainly that. A little bit from England, jolly old England, looking at this new government that's being formed over there. Of course, there's always going to be oil involved in the news. Financial regulations, the topsy-turvy nature of the global market, this continuing onslaught against the Iraqi people in Afghanistan. Now we're rumbling, continuing about war now against North Korea with the South Koreans. My God. Turning into animals on this planet, I guess. That seems to be where we're headed. I wonder if we could maybe just declare an island of freedom someplace. Maybe they'll create an island of freedom and I'll be able to expatriate from the United States of America and go live on an island of freedom someplace. Spend the rest of my life in higher thoughts than these. But this article off Bloomberg, John Lippert, apparently he knows how to write an article by himself too, and quite a lengthy article. I draw it to your attention. You can find it on Bloomberg. The headline is Shale Gas Costing 2/3 Less Than OPEC Oil Incites Water Concerns. You know, we're polluting water in the Gulf of Mexico, and they're polluting water when they go into these shale deposits as well. We're going to find out about that in a moment. But one thing that really just is profound right now, the silence from Al Gore and George Soros and Maurice Strong. You know, where are all these green weenies when their good buddy and pal, the one that lines their pockets, BP, is up to its neck in alligators in the Gulf of Mexico? Where's, you know, PETA and FETA and SMETA and DETA and all the rest of those bugs and bunny and critter loving groups? Where's the outrage? Well, there's not much. I have found a couple of small local demonstrations, people becoming vocal local down in Louisiana and the Gulf area, but not much. Certainly everything in the news, at least in mainstream news, is keeping that under wraps. But that's my question. Where's Al Gore in all of this? You'd think they would be making a media heyday. And they're not. Here's the article, May the 25th, New News. When Victoria Schweitzer awoke on a cold night, well, you get the idea. They're going to build up a memory thing here. Let's drop down through that. She discovered later that such flaring can occur when Cabot Oil and Gas Corporation and dozens more companies drill for gas trapped in shale rock. Of course, everybody's heard about the Bakken oil shales. The deposits, stretching from Texas to New York and as far away as Australia and China, represent what may be the biggest energy bonanza in decades. One that Schweitzer, 57 years old, recalls thinking the earth isn't surrendering without a fight. Interesting use of words. The earth isn't surrendering without a fight. Man's role in changing the face of the earth. We'll go back to that in a moment. But Schweitzer, a retired teacher, you can see that she's steeped in this stuff, isn't she? Is on the front line of a shale gas rush that's dividing communities, creating millionaires, shaking up global energy markets. All right, that's really important language. Read this article with care, folks. Dividing communities, okay, pitting A against B, creating millionaires, that's pitting A against B, the poor against the rich, and shaking up global energy markets. Companies from India's Reliance Industries Limited to Japan's Mitsui and Company are spending billions of dollars to dislodge natural gas from a band of Pennsylvania shale. Dislodge, displace, attack, war, etc.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so as we have returned once again, I should say, welcome back to our Tuesday, May the 25th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, joined as we are in the second hour by our radio station AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. I want to thank all of the micro broadcasters and the AM and FM affiliates for carrying this broadcast to your local listening audiences. In the previous hour, we talked about a bunch of news, different kind of news. Still getting into a little bit of oil stuff here towards the end of the discussion, but as a long-time, long-term shortwave listener, I still listen to shortwave radio, even with the internet available to me from time to time, just because I like to see who's broadcasting on international shortwave and how the frequencies and how the signals are coming out. And in the process, years ago, on the eve or the night of September the 11th of 2001, heard people from all over the world on shortwave, international shortwave, and what the general thread was that the United States drastically needed to change its foreign policy. Nothing's changed. 9 years have gone by, but nothing's changed. We still need to drastically change our foreign policy. Last evening, I listened to another broadcast on another network, and it was also a rebroadcast. Hard to find any live broadcasting last night, but this broadcast had to do with making ethanol out of potatoes, for all goodness sakes, anyway. Imagine the amount of potatoes, the number of acres of potatoes we would have to grow to be able to provide enough ethanol to be able to keep the United States military mobile for just a 24-hour period. Absolutely ludicrous to even think about it. But we're going to have to change our foreign policy. We're going to have to get away from this imperial aggrandizement, this Roman legions tromping on the world, if we want to get around to some reasonable energy policies. But this article basically is being written in a very peculiar way. You'll have to read it with great care. Put your antennas of discernment up. But it's talking about natural gas out of the production, out of these oil shales, gas shales. Shale gas proponents led by 91-year-old oil patch billionaire George Mitchell. Now, that's a name that's new to me. Probably some of you know all about George Mitchell. This is the first time I've heard his name. But notice that he's a 91-year-old oil patch billionaire. Maybe we need to have a 19-year-old, soon to be a billionaire, that comes up with a better way of powering our vehicles, and then we can protect that person until they can actually get their plans implemented. But shale gas proponents, led by 91-year-old oil patch billionaire George Mitchell, who invented the process to extract it, say the U.S. should plumb all forms of natural gas. That would help unhook the nation from coal and foreign petroleum, period. Gas is about two-thirds cheaper than oil and greener, too. It produces 117 pounds or 53 kilograms of carbon dioxide per million British thermal units of energy equivalent, compared with 156 million for gasoline and 205 million for coal. And then DOPEC eyes, the article continues, the discovery will change the course of world history, not to just to decarbonize the economy, but to de-OPEC it as well. Chesapeake Energy Corporation Chief Executive Officer Aubrey McClendon said in December in Copenhagen as the United Nations Climate Conference was underway. So this discussion of tapping and accessing the gas shales was part of the discussion, which may have helped to get a nope in Copenhagen. Chesapeake, based in Oklahoma City, has profited by selling drilling rights and gas reserves for $10.7 billion during the past 2.5 years, quadruple the $2.7 billion it paid. So they made a handsome profit there. Shale gas has plenty of detractors. Environmentalists say fracking, a process in which drillers blast water into a well to shatter rock and unleash the gas, threatens pristine watersheds. Dish, a hamlet of 180 residents north of Fort Worth, Texas, has almost as many wells, compressors, and pipelines as people, children, and old people. Last year, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality found benzene, which it classifies as a carcinogen, at 10,700 times the safe long-term exposure limit next to a well 6 miles west of town on which a valve had been left open. So benzene accumulates even near these wells, not just over the Gulf of Mexico. We have children, old people, pregnant women, Mayor Calvin Tillman says. They're not supposed to be subjected to toxins. So the argument continues that the people that are advocating the use of these various fuels, these resources, if you will, and then you have those that are opposed to their use. You have those that are all about no use, and then you have those that are all about wise use. But certainly those that advocate no use or even wise use have a reasonable expectation that when they live someplace, that these corporations would be held to a high standard of safety so that they can bring this energy to the marketplace without polluting the hell out of the area that they're in and then just pulling up their stakes and moving away, pocketing the billions, as I say, billions for bankers and debt for the people, or they get the gold and we get the shaft, or the uranium tailings or whatever else is left there. I'm all for development, but I'm not for irresponsible mismanagement. As they say, that the farmer is the true conservationist, a farmer's boot heels being the best form of fertilizer. Continuing, Switzer, who moved to Dimock Township, Pennsylvania, to build a $350,000 dream home with her husband, Jimmy, in 2004, had no idea how shale gas would consume her village of 1,400. She says she found so much methane in her well that her water bubbled like Alka-Seltzer. Neighbor Norma Fiorentino, sounds like a good Italian, says methane in her well blew an 8-inch thick concrete slab off the top. The $180 bonus Cabot paid to drill on Switzer's 7.2 acres and the $900 in royalties she gets each month doesn't compensate, she says. So she's sitting here, knocking in almost $1,000 a month income to have this well on her property. And, she's rightfully concerned that the water that's coming out of her well is no damn good. And it probably isn't. Maybe she ought to invest in a Berkey water filter. With just one $900 check, she could buy water filters for herself, her friends, and her family. But, to each his own. She was worried about that. Then maybe she should have thought about not having a well drilled on her property right beside her $350,000 dream home. But I guess a dream home could include a $900 check from an oil company as a royalty on top of it. Beads and baubles, she says. I feel like one of the Indians who sold Manhattan for beads and baubles. Beads and baubles. Well, maybe you learned something in the process, honey. The economics of shale doesn't look good right now for the big companies either. Natural gas prices have plunged to all-time lows, and, well, that's that article. When we come back, we're going to go into something a little bit different, change gears, change topics.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcast.
We're going to return once again to this series of papers, a collection of writings in the out of the symposium in 1955 titled Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, held in Princeton, New Jersey. Very interesting material, sometimes a little bit heady, but I think we can suffer that on this broadcast from time to time to use our minds just a little bit more than, you know, just hat racks. And so we're going to do that. We're going to continue where we left off yesterday, going through some summaries, basically, at the end of this lengthy 1,000-plus page book, summaries of the writings that are found in the body of this book, taken to far greater detail than the summaries indicate. But it's a good, fast way of understanding the overall picture, what really came out of this symposium. And this section right here, by a man named Frank H. Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, in his series or section titled "The Responsibilities of Freedom." You know, freedom is one of those things, as I like to always think about us moving. You know, freedom being the best hope for America, us always moving from a period of tyranny and despotic controls into a greater and greater measures of freedom. That's different than liberty. In my opinion, my researched opinion, freedom is a completely different bird than liberty. Liberty may be freedom with a dog collar and a leash. All right? Freedom is a bar set so high that scarcely anyone, no, certainly no man, ever reaches it. So it's a worthwhile goal. It's lofty. It's a long-sought goal. It's always just quite out of your reach, so you're always reaching forward to it. You can never be bored with your accomplishments because you're always reaching for something that is almost elusive. It's like being a mountain climber and going out and climbing mountains once you've done the 4,000 and 5,000 foot foothills, then you start reaching for higher mountains and more difficult climbs and more rock and more ice and more snow and so on and so forth. You're always reaching for that next climb until you're actually standing on the top of K2 and there's nothing else to gain. But even with freedom, it's beyond K2. It's beyond Mount Everest because it's still yet out there and you can't quite put your hand on it. Whereas liberty is a condition of man. It's indicative of man living in community or proximity to other men, where we are all at different stages in our development. We're all at different points in our walk on earth. And as some are yet juvenile in their outlook to the planet, and some are yet exceedingly ignorant of many of the things that we talk about on this broadcast, it would be very difficult for free men to coexist with such ignorant people. I hate to be blunt, but that's the way it is. If somebody's crawling in your doors, if somebody is coming into town in five cars, shooting up the gold shops and killing or robbing from banks and things like that, you're still in the need of liberties as opposed to a state of freedom. To understand Andrew J. Galambos in his writings, much that we learned as well from John Locke, if we can understand freedom, basically is 100% control of your property 100% of the time and 0% control of your neighbor's property 100% of the time. And if we can understand property the way that Andrew Galambos does in his Volitional Science series, that property is best defined as a man's life and on all non-procreative derivatives of his life. In other words, your children are not your property. They too possess property. They too exist in freedom, although they're under your tutelage or supervision until they themselves reach their majority. But all of these things working together to understand why responsibility and freedom go hand in hand. There's a responsibility. The responsibilities of freedom fall on us, each and every one of us, and especially those of us that are seeking to live in greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. But until we begin to act the part, then we will need to continue in liberty and law to regulate and rule and condition the actions of those that would take away, those that don't understand and don't value that their rights end where the rights of someone else begins, for goodness sake. And that's a product of our education. It's a product of our upbringing. It's a product of your pastors, your preachers, your teachers. It's defects and defaults in throughout all of our societies. And as we become more and more global, and as more and more people from the globe come into this country and others, we have more and more difficulty dealing with this because everybody seems to be walking at a different point in their journey. Anyway, all that is a way of setting up what we're about to go into here. Let's just pick it up approximately where we left off. And just simply say that all these matters were certainly much simpler in a primitive society or in the Middle Ages because people were oblivious to facts or fatalistically accepted the ills of life as the quote-unquote will of God. Modern civilization has chosen, or history has given us, the alternative of recognizing our ills as presenting problems to be faced and of doing what we can do effectively to remove them. So we can decry government, but until such time as that we all walk as enlightened peoples, government is just going to be a fate that we'll have to endure, a necessary evil, as our founders wrote. It is historically convenient. Well, before I go there, let me go here. But I will say this, that our founders were steeped, if you will, in the common law of England. Louisiana, other places, Europeans, they're under the laws of the Catholic Church, canon law. And as an admixture here in the United States, we also have the Noahide or Noahide laws. And these have been enshrined and written in, you know, to law. And so it should give all Protestants, certainly the founders of this country, pause when we understand that if Elena Kagan replaces the retiring justice on the Supreme Court, there will no longer be a Protestant on the Supreme Court. There will only be Catholics and Jews. I think that should give us all pause. Is that a fair representation of this nation, of our people? Or is this the long-held dream of certain people that have designed to destroy this country ever since the Verona Treaty, the black nobility of Europe? And as you've heard me say many times, even when we had Daryl Everhart coming on with us on, what was it, Tuesdays and Thursdays. No, that was Vicki, but Daryl was on with us on Wednesdays. And you can find that in the archives, by the way. But he likes to start his broadcast appearances with me. This is not an attack on any of the pew dusters. We've all been guilty of sitting in the pews. This is the heads of the churches, the Vatican, so on. Need to be very aware of that. Dropping down a little bit further, then, it is historically convenient to date the coming of modernism at the Enlightenment, the period of revolutions in which our nation was born, as was, quote-unquote, political economy. Political economy. Das Kapital. Karl Mordecai Marx and others. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and I think that, and I would have to go back and check. I would have to go back and check, and I would most likely need to reread the book simply because I have gone back and checked on numerous occasions, and I can't find it. That particular book was loaned to me, then it was given into my library, and so the first time through, I didn't underline, highlight, notebook, you know, do all the things that I ordinarily do, cross-referencing the book. So in that book someplace, and I'm not even drawing the title of to my mind, but I believe that it was at the time of Adam Weishaupt and the foundation of the Bavarian Illuminati that this idea of political economy first raised its ugly head. Certainly at the end of the mercantile period, mercantilism, which many say that we're still living in today. But political economy is quite different. Remember the comment made by Wayne Madsen that I've referred to a couple of times. In this new political economy, we've given up all of the things of our founders and all of the things of our history. We no longer are a moral people. We're no longer even an ethical people. We just believe in political economy. And in a political economy, it's always just profit good and loss bad. As long as your British Petroleum PLC and their exploration division is making profits, that's a good. If you have a huge loss, then that would be a bad. So much for that. Continuing, but such a date understates the recency and suddenness with which these conditions have created, these conditions which create our current problems have come upon us. Modernism, in a stricter sense, especially the democracy of equal suffrage and contemporary technology and business organization, developed gradually through the 19th century and at an accelerating pace. This idea of equal suffrage, one man, one vote, that's a really intelligent way to approach things, isn't it? That way, the Bowery Bum, his vote just carries as much weight as, let's say, a Harvard professor. Someone that can scarcely read, someone that is still dripping water off of their boot heels after they swum the Rio Grande, has the same voting power as maybe a fifth or a sixth or an eighth or greater generation American. One man, one vote, that's part of the destruction of this country. Some people really like the idea of equal suffrage. But continuing, dropping down a little bit further here, the mood of disillusionment, our concern of the moment, is a phenomena of the present century, particularly of the generation since World War I. It was not at all the mood of the Enlightenment, which was rather the opposite, one of buoyant hope and confidence. So we're coming out of this European, that they call them the Dark Ages for a reason. We're coming out of this long period of fatalism, the Oriental despotisms having clamped their mind-forged manacles on the minds of people through the Catholic Church as an institution. But we are coming into this new time period. And it was, rather than fatalistic or nihilistic, it was one of the rather the opposite, our author correctly notes here, one of buoyant hope and confidence. They were just starting to discover the natural law, Galileo, Copernicus, and so on and so forth, just really starting to come onto it, Leibniz, Newton, and others, just really starting to come onto this understanding that there are certain laws at work in the universe, laws that we can isolate, and that if there were these certain natural sciences that were predictable and worked the same way anywhere on the planet Earth, then maybe, just maybe, there might be such a natural law for the operation of man. And so it was rather a buoyant hope and confidence. At that time, particularly in the revolutionary France, men believed that reason, and this is spelled with the capital R, the Age of Reason, Thomas Paine, and associated with innate moral or sentimental goodness of human nature, reason, associated with, spelled with a capital R, associated with innate moral or sentimental goodness of human nature, was expected to solve human problems if only the quote-unquote shackles of tradition and authority could be broken and freedom established. We talk about freedom. That's not something that you're just going to reach out, lay your hands on, unless you can bring all of the rest of the people on the planet up to the same level. You won't live in freedom. You will have to sacrifice some of your freedom for liberty. However, the aftermath of the revolution, particularly in Europe, and also of the contemporary industrial revolution in England, with the liberation of business enterprise, was the first phase of disillusionment. You know, we talk about this transition that occurred in the rise of the mercantilist time period. Commercial revolution came along, and it transformed everything. Now, these newfound liberals, the artisans, the tradesmen, the crafters, the guildsmen, and all of that. Now, through the art and device of money, they were starting to raise up and to themselves be as kings, no longer dependent upon the blessing of a crown or the divine right of kings to rule. They became the Rothschilds and the Fuggers and others, the DuPonts and others. You can just start rolling out the lists. Mercantilism. But with that, then, came this first phase of disillusionment. What we thought was freedom, all of a sudden, started to turn into bondage again, in this great disparagence between the haves and the have-nots, which continues in an ever-escalating pace until today. To freedom as mere negative liberation, the author continues, the 19th century soon added in the West to the positive right of every human being to education, regardless of family or means, at the expense of society, meaning those members officially deemed most able to bear the burden, society, those members officially deemed to be able to bear the burden. And just the other day, Bloomberg, where the wealthy, according to Bill Gates' father, the wealthy should pick up a greater burden of the tax share. Why? Well, because they are the society, the great society, Lyndon Baines Johnson, right? So this opens up another can of worms, this idea of universal education, the free and gratuitous diffusion of knowledge. You know, free and gratuitous, it sounds like something that you leave a dollar beside your plate when you go to the restaurant and eat some grits. A tip. Well, you know, as well as I do, that anything that comes to you without a cost is little valued. And so what benefit has this idea been to us other than to make it possible to take the children away from their parents for upwards of 13 years now, if you include kindergarten, and indoctrinate the children, the young people, the minds of the little boys and the little girls, in all manner and sundry of things to foster a spirit of division between the families. So once again, just like the idea of having business enterprise, the liberation of business enterprise, we can now see the downside some 100 years later of this idea of free and gratuitous education. This program was rapidly put into effect at tremendous cost, notably in this country, in other words, America. But neither did that lead to any utopia of liberty, fraternity, and equality. Now, that's the bywords of the French Revolution, liberty, fraternity, equality. In particular, it did not allay discontent, which rather increased with the prodigious advance in knowledge. So another solution was written off in disillusionment, and the loss of faith in education is perhaps the greatest disappointment of all. Now again, this written in 1955, in this symposium, right? Well known of 55 years ago, that our public education system was falling flat on its face, and yet we've continued to be pillaged and pillaged and pillaged on our property taxes to support this failed institution. Of course, this should have been foreseen, for apart from other limitations, this supposed social panacea must raise the question of who is to educate and who is to educate the educators. And you'll find words very similar to that, and I've shared them with you, right out of Brave New World Revisited by Aldous Huxley. You have 2,000 hours of social sciences, and who shall guard the guardians, as he says. So continuing, events, did I get it all? And determine the content to be imparted to the supposedly passive and receptive. We have a break coming, and I'll start that sentence over again. It's important enough, and it merits it. We'll be right back.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powdered seeds and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we're diving into this concept of man's self-transformation, as it was styled here in this huge tome. The summary statements came out of the symposium on man's role in changing the face of the earth. And we discovered earlier on, when we were reading in the beginning of these texts, that as man has transformed the face of the earth, the transformations of the face of the earth likewise have transformed man. And so we could look at all of the various forms of government and societies that we have built over these past thousands of years. And as we have transformed our systems, the systems have also transformed us. And so looking back in 1955, at joining in the minds, in the mindset of this symposium, these individuals taking stock of where we'd come from the beginning until 1955 and looking forward as to where they visualized that we would be going, we can see that here, even before UNESCO really, you know, the United Nations, UNESCO really got going, before Ronald Reagan and all the whole nonsense of big arguments, you know, Charlotte Isserby got into that with the deliberate dumbing down of America, her book and her websites. Before we got into all of that, they knew well in advance that public education was failing and would fail. It fails on its principles. And as Aristotle wrote, you know, and I'm just paraphrasing, that such as they begin badly, they cannot help but end badly. It's like the economic model of John Maynard Keynes, you know, the Keynesian school of economics, where you could actually believe somehow falsely that you could spend your way into prosperity. Such as you begin badly, you cannot help but to end badly. And if you were going to give education away for free to people, of what value would it be? And yes, everyone can learn to read. You can use the Bible at home and teach children how to read, or any other book that you might choose. Yes, everyone should learn how to read and write and cipher to a greater or lesser extent. But not all vocations require advanced education. Every day I pick up the newspaper and I see another advertisement for a job someplace, and the only requirement is that you have a bachelor's degree. They don't specify a bachelor degree in what. It could be a bachelor's degree in underwater basket weaving. All they want to do is to make sure that you have spent the money and gone the distance, and that you're not just going to walk in off the street without a bachelor's degree or some other degree from a college or a university before you can attend school. I was on the website last night of British Petroleum, and I was looking at the board of directors and going down through them, and I found a school in the Valley of the Scum in Phoenix, Arizona, that I'd never heard about before, the Thunderbird School. And one of British Petroleum's executives went to school there. And I was looking, then went from British Petroleum's website to that school, and it's a hotbed. It's a seat of change agents and globalists. They train global citizens, fellow travelers there. Yeah, in the Valley of the Scum in Phoenix, Arizona, Thunderbird. Look it up. Browse it up, Thunderbird School. Anyway, so I'm looking at this, and as for an entrance requirement, you have to have a bachelor's degree. They didn't say a bachelor's degree in what, but you have to have a bachelor's degree. Absurdity. It is absolutely absurd. As if you would be able to learn at a bachelor's degree when you're basically, you know, running around whoring it up and drinking it up, living in the dorm away from your parents for the first time, as if you would be able in 4 years to learn anything of value in 4 years that would then become a requisite for the rest of your life. Give us a break, my friends. You could learn more on the internet these days and sit down with a stack of books from the flea markets than you're ever going to pick up in school. Continuing here, of course, this should have been foreseen. For apart from other limitations, this supposed social panacea must raise the question of who is to educate and who is to educate the educators, and determine the content to be imparted to the supposedly passive and receptive oncoming generation, and the methods to be employed. See, as we have this deliberately dumbed down educational system, every single year, young people graduate with a bachelor's degree in education. They then turn around and replicate the folly by becoming teachers. Understand how that works? And the idea of Operation Clean Sweep will take at least a minimum of 12 years. Why did I set that? Well, first, it's 3 presidential terms, but more importantly, it's because we're going to need to work with those young minds coming into kindergarten and first grade and graduate out a new people, a people that are prepared through 12 years of education to be free. Because they're not going to be educated to be free. And so if we're going to actually have any restoration of a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, the children, the people walking on the streets, have to approach the Constitution with the same passion and understanding as our founders did. When de Tocqueville came and walked the continent and wrote his book, he was looking at this people with their nose in the Bible and their nose in the Constitution, everyone carrying it, and every time they would sit down, they would pull it out and discuss it. If you understand it, and I shared with you just a little bit from The Legacy, thelegacy.info, you could look at the website, the-legacy.info, and you might find, if they're right, and I certainly think that they are onto something, that this Constitution is a trust document, that we are the heirs of freedom. The heirs of freedom. Our founders gave us an incredible gift, if we would but use it, and if we could keep it. And then, through various machinations of the Illuminati and the dark side, the Brotherhood of Darkness, all of that knowledge was taken away, and we became citizens, a whole different kettle of fish. Anyway, back to the discussion about schools. Events have inevitably made education the central social problem, especially as regards information versus indoctrination. You see, you think that this is alternative media, cutting-edge talk when we talk this way, but what we're simply doing is reiterating the research that was very, very carefully laid out 55 years ago. All we're doing is dusting off and bringing to your attention, once again, things that have been long known. The next time you go to a school board meeting, you might take them a tape of this little segment and let them listen to it. This disillusionment would seem to be the final one, or the next to final one. The next step would seem to be either disillusionment with discussion as a method and with the whole intellectual approach, or else a determined effort to define our problems in terms of facts and possible alternatives and to attack them objectively. And there's any wonder why my neighbors just bounce a basketball incessantly. A love affair with your balls. Well, they have no brains. They're going to have to love their balls because it's all that's left to them. And it's reinforced in schools. There's more money invested in the gymnasium and the weightlifting gym and the shower room with the cameras in it and all of the basketballs and baseballs and footballs and volleyballs and soccer balls and wiffle balls and t-balls than there is in books. And I'm not kidding. Right here in rural southwest Missouri, I went over to the school in Exeter. I think I have more books in my home than they have in the school library. And that's not an exaggeration. In the first eventuality, society will degenerate into chaos and a shambles unless and until some clique seizes power and restores order under a totalitarian regime. And you say Leo Strauss, the neocons, Acorn, Barry the Usurper, Jinsa, AIPAC, ADL, the Vatican, where do you want to look? It has to happen. In the first eventuality, society will degenerate into chaos and a shambles unless and until some clique seizes power and restores order, quote-unquote, under a totalitarian regime. There's only too much evidence of this tendency. Well, we'll have to pick it up there again tomorrow. Hope you've enjoyed this broadcast, and until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.